Our scripture reading today in the Old Testament is an exciting reading because it talks about victory and talks about in the book of Joshua about Joshua listening very, very carefully to the instructions of the Lord. And as he does and as he obeys, there is victory and they take Ai. Then we turn to Luke, and again, it shows us the principle of how important it is to listen to the Lord's instructions very carefully and then be in tune with him and what he's saying. It tells us to be single-minded. How many times are we kind of double-minded or other-minded, huh? We get a little distracted and we don't stay single-minded on what God is telling us to do. In the New Testament, we're told that it's probably better to serve God than mammon. Anybody agree? Yeah, I do. And it's not very profitable to serve other gods. Then we turn to the psalm. And the psalmist, it's a psalm of Asaph, and the psalmist is pretty angry at the judges. They are doing really dumb judging. And so he calls them to task on it, and he says they're corrupt, and he says some very harsh sentences and words to them. But he ends the passage of Scripture as he calls them to judgment and says what they're doing is wrong. He talks about God, and in verse 8 he says, in King James, "Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations." Well, the most important thing is for God to arise and let him judge the earth and not these corrupt judges. In the Message, I especially loved it. "O God, give them their just deserts," speaking of the judges. "You've got the whole world in your hands." And that's what it's really all about. "He shall inherit the earth." Absolutely. He has the whole earth in his hands. And as we listen to the news, I don't know if anybody here is involved in the stock market at all, but if you looked at your stock portfolio on Friday, you might have taken a, "Oh my gosh, what's happening?" Because the market dropped. But God has the whole world in his hands. And you're his, and I'm his, and he's going to take care of us because he owns it all. Let's stand and let's say it out of the Message Bible together. "Oh God, give them their just deserts. You've got the whole world in your hands."